Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Another man who's on fire and is about to find us a few winners is Mick Guerin over in New Zealand. What a big day it is today. It's the Auckland Cup meeting after being postponed from the weekend. Good morning, Mick. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you, Michael. I'm pretty excited, mate, to be honest, because on Saturday, the track came up a heavy 11 with surface water. So it was a debacle and they cancelled Auckland Cup Day and moved it, reshaped the meeting to today. It starts at 1:13 Melbourne time, so it's sort of a twilighty thing, New Zealand time, but afternoon for Australia. Three Group 1s and a Group 2. It's going to be a hell of a good day, seven races. And I was on a plane to Hong Kong last night. I've delayed that flight for 2 days so I can do the big screen work at LSE today, then we'll be on the plane to Hong Kong to go see Pakistan star on the Derby on Sunday. So we've got a pretty busy weekend coming up, Mickey, but really looking forward to today. A couple of key scratchings. So Figueroa obviously is in Sydney now, so she's gone to Sydney. She comes out of the Bone Crusher today, which is actually the best race. Mm. It's the Wait for Age race. She comes out, so too does Volk Stock and Barrel. Now, it's warm in Auckland today. The track's come back to a dead six, but it's actually very warm for this time of year, and there's a bit of a drying breeze. I think the track will get to a dead five, and the key reason I'm telling you that is that Kowie, K-A-W-I, yep, the horse who went to Perth, and he struggled in Perth. I thought he underperformed in Perth, but he finds himself in the perfect race. 2,000 metres. He's got barrier one, which isn't ideal, but the two other recognisable Australian form Group 1 horses, Sophia Rosa and Volk Stock and Barrel, being out, brings it back to... It's really about a South Australian Group 1 level. Yeah, that's what New Zealand Group 1 Wait for Age races become when you lose a couple of horses. Coey's perfectly placed today. Put him on a 6 or a 7, I'm not liking him. I reckon he'll get to a 5 by mid-afternoon here, and on a 5 he'll have too much class for most of these. He's becomes the bet of the day. I think some people are betting around even money around Australia.
Yeah, he's $1.85 fixed on the tab at the moment.
I'm not exactly sure it'll get back to a 5, but I'm pretty sure it will. I'll go out and walk the track when I get there today, but I think it's one of those tracks which will continue to dry throughout the day. It's a different sort of surface because obviously it's going from heavy to a 5, which is a totally different going from firm to a 5, if you know what I mean. It can be maybe a little bit more puggy underneath, but I think he'll get through it pretty well. It's a small field. So Coey's the bet of the day. The Auckland Cup itself it's pretty much like a South Australian Cup or maybe a Sandown Classic type race. It's not genuinely top Group 1 horses racing over distance, but they're pretty good horses, and it's a very wide open race. It's a race where I want to see the track more before I make that my decision. If it's slightly holding at a 5 or a 6, then it opens things right up because it'll just be survival of the fittest. If it gets back to a serious good distance race where the horses are on top of the ground, then a few of the more plotter-type horses come out of play. So those two races aside, there's the Sistema. There's only two Group 1 two-year-old races in New Zealand. There's only two of them in the whole country. One, it used to be called the Diamond Stakes. That's the Sistema. That's the other one today. And the Karaka Million winner has come out of that race. She was scratched this morning, leaving a very open field. But I do like one each way in the Sistema at $10 and $3, Gold Fever. For Tiakia. Tiakia, of course, have won all the big ones this year. They won the Derby with Ginger Nuts. They won the Karaka Million. They have Gold Fever each way in this race. I think she'll sit on the speed. She's a Savabeel. If it becomes a hard run, which it will over 1,200 for these two-year-olds, she might be the one. So Gold Fever each way for the day. Coey, who wears the number one saddle cloth on the Bone Crusher, and great to see a race named after Bone Crusher. He's the best of the day. Auckland Cup. Mickey, to be honest, mate, I'll be having a pick and a poke. I just don't know until I see more track. And even if the track comes up as that good five on, but or dead five on predicting, mate, there's probably still 10 winning chances.
Yeah, and good to see Blake Shinzo there. He's got a good chance in the Westbury. He's on Mime, which is currently the second favourite. So it's going to be a great afternoon of racing over in New Zealand. Do you like anything in Sydney on the weekend from New Zealand? What about Sophia Rosa?
No. She hasn't gone good enough so far to get up to that winning stand yet, but I think there's a good race in her somewhere over the autumn. Look, I like the horses who settle off the speed, even the in the slipper. I just think the slipper, when it's run on a wet track, in the last 20 years there's been five of them, and four times the winners come from the second half of the field. So I can see it being a slipper where they get to the middle of the track and come down the outside. But, Mickey, I'll stick to this race meeting. I'll be in the plane tomorrow. We'll be in Hong Kong. And I'm even considering, I'm going to be in Asia, I'm even considering taking the flight and popping up to Dubai World Cup the following Saturday. So we'll see how we go.
Well, you live the international jet set lifestyle that only some of us can dream of.
It's all those airports, Mickey, because I had 8 weekends in a row where I travelled to Australia to go to Carnival. So I've got that many airports. I'm on the Emirates Big Bird tomorrow. And as I said, we might go to Dubai because I've never seen Arrogate and I like seeing the good ones. But to be perfectly honest, I might simply be too lazy to do that by next Thursday, Mickey.
Well, you've made us all extremely jealous. Good luck over the weekend.
Cheers, buddy.
Good on you, Mick Curran.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.